first, what can you say, like, after a game like that where a lot goes wrong? Like, what's the mood in there in the locker room right now?
Obviously, we definitely a little bit bothered right now about the outcome and some of the stuff we did. We had a great game plan, and, you know, we didn't really, us as employers, didn't really execute our game plan in order to put ourselves in positions to, so the game could have a better outcome.
Mm-hmm. What's your personal emotions right now? You know, I know you fought to get back, and here you are, and then a game like this, what's...
Personally, I'm just, you know, learn and grow. We got a game tomorrow at 12:30. That's the blessing about it. You know, you can't dwell on it too long because, you know, you get a chance to respond less than 24 hours from now. So, you know, for me, just more so as a leader, how can I, you know, make sure guys learn from that as well as be ready to play tomorrow.
And what are some of those things? Like, you talking back at the hotel
just
tonight?
Definitely talking back at the hotel. Just keep being vocal with the guys and text and all that type of stuff. So, you know, we definitely upset about, you know, the performance we just put on. But, you know,
seems like it snowballed. Like, once, you know, once it started to go bad and the turnovers and everything else, it was just...
It was just one of those days, one of those games. And, you know, we definitely can't let that, as the season keep progressing, that can't be, you know, an issue. It's something that we should be talking about.
Right. And you and Malcolm talk, like, how does the leadership structure work here? You know, is, you know, if you guys are getting together as a team or whatever, is it you? Is it Malcolm? Is it, you know, who do you think is being the most vocal right now?
We got guys being vocal. For me, I feel like this is just my role to just, you know, be a leader. Always be vocal. And, you know, I've been out, so I'm pretty experienced. And I've been through some ups and downs, so. Just trying to keep guys encouraged. You know, it's early in the season. We're 6 games in. Got about 28, 29 games of basketball left. So, you know, we want to correct this now and not be letting stuff like this haunt us a bit further down the road.
Do you think the pressure surprised you a little bit?
No, we definitely, you know, did a great job. The coaches did a great job with preparing us as, you know, obviously, we knew we was going to have a few turnovers. It's not going to be perfect, but I feel like we had a great game plan in place that, you know, we had just didn't do that.
Yeah.
Do everything we need to do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Trace. Okay, well, I'll just go to you next. So, you know, this is freshman year, so this is the first time in this, you know, you're playing an NBA arena on the road against a ranked team. Like, you know, was this – a little overwhelming for you? What, you know, what are your overall thoughts about a game like that?
Coming into it, I was excited. First time get to play in the NBA court, national TV, a lot of fans, a lot of family came down. It was just a great experience, and I was ready for it.
And then the outcome was probably not what you were expecting. So what, you know, it seemed, I was just talking to Tracy, he said it, you know, it seemed to snowball on you. Like, you know, the turnovers and such, you know. Was that hard to watch for a while, you know, as a point guard yourself, watch that first half and see some of those turnovers?
Yeah, obviously, especially when we focused on that for the game plan. We knew they was going to press us the whole game. We knew we had the key point was taking care of the ball and rebounding. We just couldn't get that done. So.
Yeah. So in the second half when you were playing, you know, seemed to break the press a little more. You were finding that second outlet guy, you know, all the way across the court and such. You know, did you play against a lot of press in high school? Or, you know, you used to, you know, being the guy to break the press?
Yeah, we played against a lot of press in high school and in AAU. I mean, so I'm pretty familiar. But it was just, we had a game plan set, and we just didn't execute it good enough. And we got to give them credit for their defense because they're very good at it.
Yeah. And so what I asked him as well what the mood in was like in there after a loss like this. You know, I think tomorrow's a bounce back day. Is it, you know, if people pretty down about the game plan not executing? How did that go?
That's a bounce back day. Definitely. We can't dwell on the past. We can't focus on the team's losses that we just did. So we got to be able to come back to tomorrow and just try to fight and get the game tomorrow.
Got it. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you.